Roz and Mocha. And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, let's have some fun. Episode 1119 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Krishwanti, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking time to join us today. What is your question for the room?
Okay, so what is the best time of day to get pulled over by the police? My hubby says after work.
Oh. What do you say?
I say never.
Well, yeah, but still.
Now, do you mean like best time as in the best time because it's the most convenient for you, or the best time because you may like avoid a ticket, or you may like, when you say best time, what do you mean?
I was going along the lines of like without it ruining your day.
In your day. Okay, gotcha, so think gotcha, about gotcha. Your entire day, your routine. What's your answer?
I want to say maybe like towards, not even after work, like in the evening, maybe like 6 p.m., 7 o'clock, where it's just like I can sleep this off.
Yeah.
Because it does take a lot. I remember when I got pulled over last summer and I didn't even get a ticket, but I was probably there like 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when they take your stuff, first of all, I swear to God, they just take longer to make you sweat.
Yep.
Right. But when they take your stuff and they go back to the car, like they let you hang. Like
yeah, of course
you're
they do.
Sitting there. Like for a while, and then rear view, you know, trying not to look suspicious, but I'm like, I gotta see what they're doing, right? And they can see you looking in your rear view at them, mm-hmm. and you don't want to be on your phone, even though you're parked on the side of the road. So you're just sitting there,
yeah,
right?
You get a ticket for that too.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
I don't know. I would have to say for us, I would rather not get pulled over on my way into work. One, because I think I'd be a little frazzed. Two, I don't want to be late, but then I go to the thing of like for us doing this show, getting pulled over before work, you know, it would probably give me something to talk about. Like it was, sure. If it was a funny story or whatever it was. But as far as not being disruptive, I'm going to have to say like for me after work, but that's like noon.
I know.
You know what I mean?
See, I'm thinking
difficult
about
for
this
us to say.
With our schedule. So first of all, definitely not when I'm on my way in here because
no.
My morning is timed. Like everything before work is timed specifically, right? So if anything throws off my timing of getting in here, then I'm thrown off for the rest of the show, rest of the day. I would also say getting a ticket after work, it's not Krishwanti. It's not like the traditional, you know, 5, 6, 7 p.m., right? For us, it's like sometimes before noon. And then I got to think about it. Oh, it's going to ruin my entire day
and I'll,
for the rest of the day.
I'll say this. One morning, Maury and I were coming into work when he used to drive me and he got pulled over because he blew through two stop signs, right?
And failed to signal.
And both times. And failed to signal both times. And I'll say the other thing with that time of day is that even in the summer, it's dark. Mm-hmm. And where we were pulled over was sort of like right on the on-ramp to a highway.
Yeah.
Right? And it like I was as fun as it was for me to watch Maury panic.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary when it's dark, when you're parked like sort of in a place where cars aren't normally parked. I was terrified that we were just going to get rear-ended by somebody whipping onto the highway.
Sure, not paying attention.
Not paying attention because it was so dark. So,
Jim, by the way, he said when it's dark, not when you're dark.
Yeah.
Because I thought that for a second too, bro.
Yeah. You don't want to get pulled over when it's dark.
No.
Yeah. Okay? When it's dark.
Yeah.
Damn it, Maury.
I was going to say like a Saturday morning. Because then you have like
you're not awake on a Saturday morning anyway.
Yeah, they'd be at your door if that was the case.
Like if you're going to get groceries or coming back from the grocer, you know, because then it's
true.
Just like I'm not in any rush.
Yeah.
Maria, what's your answer?
I probably see like on the way to an event, like at nighttime.
Uh-huh.
On the way to an event?
Yeah, it's happened to me before. Yeah.
So this is the best time for you?
No.
Oh,
the worst.
No. What's the best time?
Oh, midday.
Okay. Sham.
Never, bro.
Never.
Yeah.
There we go.
Never, ever, ever. No.
I'm with Sham.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
All right, Krishwanti, thank you very much for joining us today. Appreciate you. Sending you so much love. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Hands down, Mocha.
Wow. Hey! There we go.
Love you, girl.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Edward says here, did you have a rebellious phase towards your parents? At what age range did that happen? As for Mocha, did his start when he pushed his little baby sister? Listen to the docuseries if you don't understand that joke, The History of Roz and Mocha, available now. Roz, Rebellious Stage.
I mean, or you could read a lot of my book and I talk about all that stuff, but I never had parents that were, like, because I think that when you're rebelling, right, like, you have to think of, like, when a kid is rebelling, like, what they're rebelling against. And oftentimes it's because you live in a house with either you feel they are unfair rules or your parents are strict or you don't have the freedom or you don't have any of this stuff. Where I grew up in a house very much where I had that freedom. I didn't have strict parents. We were very open with one another. We had great conversations. They knew everything that was going on for the most part in my life. So, like, was I rebelling? No, but, like, I, you know, matured real early, and the stuff that they, I think, thought they were going to have to deal with me when I was, like, maybe 17, they had to deal with me when I was 14.
Sure.
And so I think that, you know, it may have looked like I was rebelling from the outside, but it wasn't. Like, I wasn't rebelling against anything. I was just, like, sort of, like, evolving and growing, but it was all happening so super fast, right?
I'd say for me it was, like, as soon as I got into high school, grade 9.
In high school.
Yeah.
But you were rebelling against what?
Just everything.
Like,
authority, everything.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. And it was like that lasted my entire high school career, I guess.
Yeah.
High school life.
And your parents were stricter than my parents, as we know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Listen to the docuseries.
So would you break, what rules of theirs would you break?
Oh, things like.
All of them.
Showing up to class.
Yeah.
Like, I missed so many classes.
Did you have rules at home, though?
Oh, yeah. Like, no TV. Like, you should do your homework first when you get home.
Right.
Don't watch TV. But right. I get home, and, like, nobody's home.
So what are you going to do? You can't tell a 15-year-old to not watch television.
So I'm making 2 boxes of mac and cheese, and I'm sitting on TV.
What a rebel.
Right? Adding extra cheese. I love
Mocha trying to be, he's got his tough voice on right now, right?
You know?
And it all culminated with, I get home, make 2 boxes of mac and cheese. Yeah. You want to talk about a rebel?
Listen, no, but this is before I had to go do the street stuff, right?
You needed a full tummy.
Yeah, right.
I gotcha. Yeah. Before the street stuff, you needed, right.
Guys can't hustle on a hungry belly.
Right. Okay.
Jesus. Right. Oh my God.
Shem, did you ever have a rebellious stage?
I did.
I can't imagine.
No, I did. Well, it was for a year.
Didn't go to church on Sundays?
No. There was a year going into grade 11, so between grade 10 and 11, I really was mad with my parents for naming me what they named me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really, really hated my name. I was more frustrated by the uniqueness of it and the fact that nobody had my name and I was getting made fun of it for a lot.
Was it, it stemmed from that? Because you've told us stories in the past how people made fun of you your name. And was it because of that, or did all that happen like before or after?
It was probably a little bit of both. My grade 10 year was really, really rough. And, I sort of lashed out at my parents for naming me what they named me. And then it kind of spiraled into a whole like self-identity crisis thing. And I was such a young age to sort of go through that. But yeah, I had a year where I was just a menace to be around. Like, I still like went to church and still got good grades did all that stuff. But I was just angry the entire time.
But when you're young, you go looking for people to blame, right? Especially if you're going through stuff, and you know sometimes it's rational, sometimes it's irrational. But having a villain in your life is quite motivating for somebody who's having a rough year when you're in grade 10.
Because you need someone to take it out.
And if you can attribute it to even like your parents naming you what they named you, right?
Yeah, and for me the really frustrating part was because my parents always tell this story about how they were going to name me Dwayne. Dwayne was going to be my name for the longest while, and I figured Dwayne is much more common than Shemroy is, and then finding out that they sort of, you know, went with Shemroy sort of at the 11th hour really, really irritated me at that time.
And didn't you find out, too, that you have another family member named Shemroy?
I do, yeah. I have an older second cousin.
Have you ever talked to Bizarro Shem to find out if he had it rough in school because of the name?
Well, you know what? Interestingly enough, he grew up in Guyana, and I feel like it's a little bit more accepted there. Like, I have a cousin named D-Roy and a cousin named Leroy. I'm not even kidding.
You have a cousin named
what? D-Roy
and Leroy. I'm not dead serious.
Oh my God. I really do.
Happy Black History Month.
Yay!
that. Now, Maria, you don't strike us as being someone who was too rebellious. Did you have a rebellious phase in your life?
No, like the one time I tried to lie about going to an all-ages club, I started crying in the car because I felt bad on the way there, and I went back home because my dad's like, you're not going, and I was like, okay.
Hold on. You were on your way to the club, yep. And you were crying on your... So you didn't even make it to the club?
Nope, because I felt bad. Like, I was terrible. I couldn't lie. I can't lie. So and because I knew that I wasn't allowed to go. And then so I was
who
like...
Who was driving you?
My dad was driving me to my friend's house. And then I was going to go there.
So you didn't make it to the club?
No.
So your rebellious story is that one time you left the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but she was being driven by her dad.
My dad.
And then confessed.
Yeah, and then I confessed. Still. But here's, I would say, like, the most rebellious thing that, like, would happen was when I was in high school, like, I just started giving my parents attitude. Uh-huh. And, like, I didn't really care if it, like, bothered them. And I think, like, that, I guess I started testing the boundaries, but I was never, like, doing things out of spite or, like, trying to do things behind their back. I couldn't. I can't lie.
Right. Yeah. Maury, you had a single dad growing up.
I was never, my dad and I were, like, close friends. I
never, there was never a rebellious thing.
I was trying to think if it's rebellious when I didn't talk to him for a year because he walked in on me, but I don't think I was rebellious. I think I was just
Was that you
unavailable.
Not talking to him or he not talking to you?
Both. I was embarrassed and he was embarrassed.
Right. And it lasted a year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that that's
I don't think that's rebellious.
I wouldn't say that I wouldn't say that that's rebellious. Like rebellious would be if he sat you down and said, hey, listen, okay, no sodomy in my house. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you were like, you've picked up the phone and like that minute you were like booty call. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Fellas, it's a party over here.
Yeah. That's rebellious. But this was not that. There was no ground rules or anything like that.
No,
right?
We were because I mean, he was like, he was young. And partying. So, I mean, I was just like, my
he didn't
dad's
really
the
have
coolest
a, he
guy
didn't,
ever.
He didn't have a leg to stand on, though, because he was sort of living that life, too, right?
Yeah. So if I can't have guys over, he can't have girls over.
That's not how those rules work with parents at all.
Also, you've told so many stories that I know your stepmom feels very weirdly about.
Yeah.
Of how much of a stud Frank was.
Yeah, tell that to Russian Rita.
Russian Rita.
Yo! Yo! Stepmom Donna.
Can I say one thing to Russian Rita?
No.
I was just going to say, don't wear high heels to visit me at camp.
No. Okay. No.
Bro, you're 50 plus. What camps are you going to now?
Yeah, where are you at? You shouldn't be at camp.
Also, isn't Russian Rita like 70 years old now?
I said, how old?
Like 70?
Oh, okay. Yeah, something like that. Shem's like, tell me about that meal.
That's right, my age range.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Melissa says here.
Wait, let me get D-Roy and Leroy on the phone for this one.
And Bizarro Shem.
I think the white equivalent to that, Shem, is I grew up with a guy, white guy, surprise, surprise, who got married like right out of high school, and he and his wife had an argument because his dream was to have two boys and to name them Jebediah and Jedediah.
Oh my God.
Oh,
wow. Jeb and Jed.
What did he name up into the kids?
I don't know. We lost touch.
Oh no. All right. Melissa says here, is there a hobby you've always wish you would have had growing up or now? Like knitting, woodworking, sewing. Imagine being able to just make whatever you wanted to wear. The power.
Mm, I love sewing. I think that's one of the greatest gifts my mother ever gave me, aside from love of cooking, was she taught me how to sew early on, like with the sewing machine. Mm-hmm. And now that I have, like, Roxy's 15, but, like, when... You know, concert, like pageants at school happened, Halloween costumes, all of that stuff. From when she was young up until she was about 10, it was always homemade.
Yeah.
And I made all of them.
Amazing.
Like 100% made all her costumes.
That's so cool.
Right? Skirts, capes, headpieces, like all of this stuff. Oh, that's so nice. I'm going to say, like, if... And maybe it's an outdated thing. I don't know. But even now, like if something needs to be fixed, like if I see a pillow that has there's a hole in it, right? Mm. I'm the one that goes to the cupboard and gets a sewing kit and sits there and sews it up. I can't thread a needle anymore because of my eyes, so I got to get my kid to do that for me, right?
Bro, they got a device that the As Seen on TV store you can get.
That does
That threads it
does for you.
Yeah, you know me. I love gadgets,
I'm not getting that.
Why
I can't
not?
Have that in my house.
I love that store so much.
No, I can't have that in my house. But sewing, did you ever, you never learned to sew growing
never.
Up? Nothing? Nah. Did you ever learn
Actually,
anything like
in
that?
In high school, yeah, in like home ec. I remember, and I made, what did I make? And it just looks so bad.
Just like a little day planner cover kind of thing?
No, it was like a bib, like a baby bib.
You made a baby bib? Wait a second. They had mans from Scarborough making baby bibs?
I thought you were from the street.
I mean, sorry. It was.
A gun holster.
A cover for your gun, yeah.
No, okay.
It was, it was a bag for all the drugs that you're selling after school. I mean, during school, at lunch.
Oh, you're making baby bibs.
Wow.
It was a gift to my ops to soak up the blood.
Oh, that's what, I get you now.
Anyway, hobby, Shem, hobby?
Oh, wow, that I wish I had. You know what? Honestly, I'm with Ross. Cooking. Cooking is one thing I wish I would have. But I wish I was like a real like pro. I can just go ahead and make anything. I've got to like go through like a recipe book and do all that stuff now. But I wish that came more naturally to me for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maria?
I would say sewing. Like I can do it if I really need to, but will it stay together? I'm not sure. So I wish I learned how to do it better. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sewing, much like relationships.
Oh my God. Wow. Jeez.
I didn't mean that. Sorry. I was just saying that in general.
My heart. No, but we're talking to Maria directly.
I know, but
here.
No, I wasn't speaking to Maria.
Bro, we.
Tie a knot on the end of it next time.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It keeps it from breaking away at the seams. You got a loose knot.
Maria, are you okay, girl?
Yeah, man, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
You're doing okay?
Wow. I apologize.
I was just going to say candle making, but...
But you candle make now, though.
I know.
Yeah, so you had to learn that skill. That's a good skill to learn, candle making.
Like regular candles or scented ones?
Well, beeswax.
Beeswax.
Oh,
they sort of just smell like very little.
Yo, how come you never brought one in here for us to...
I spent so much time on those, I could never imagine giving them away.
No, for like the studio, for us
each candle took like 10, 20 minutes.
We got a nice chill
10,
vibe
20
in here.
Minutes?
Like, if not longer.
You talking about candles or cakes?
Candles.
Okay. No, we can't light a candle in the studio.
Yeah, you can.
No, you cannot.
We could absolutely.
No. They would freak out.
No, you just put some
fire hazard.
Duct tape
yes,
over
thank
the,
you, Maria.
The sensor in here?
What if it's an emotional support candle?
No. Then I would sit here and watch it burn, Maureen.
Okay,
just
another
like
Melissa says here.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, it's Melissa, and I'm wondering if there is a show that you would consider hosting or what kind of reality show that may not exist yet would you consider being a host for?
Yeah. Do you remember when I sent that video for America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes. That was right before Carlton Banks got it, right?
Was it Carlton Banks that got it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Alfonso
yeah.
Rivera, right after
Tom Bergeron.
Bergeron.
Yeah. So I had said off the cuff one day, we were doing the show years ago, that would be my dream job. And I said that I would leave you, the audience, the show, everything.
Yeah.
And the guy who owns the company that did America's Funniest Home Videos, Vic DeBona, he had, I guess, like a friend in Toronto. And then so this guy reached out to me and was like, hey, do a tape. I'll get it to Vic DeBona. Bona, right? And then so I did a tape and I sent it to this guy and I even had like a ball hit me in the nuts on it, right? For just because, you know, because that's funny,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
And then I sent it off and I got I didn't get the job, obviously, but I got like a great letter back where the guy was like, amazing, everything else, we're going in a different, which turned out to be Carlton Banks.
Yeah.
Why would you hire me if you have Carlton Banks wanting to do the job? But that's when I found out that I wouldn't have to have left this show, and that because hosting America's Funniest Home Videos is the greatest job in the world, because everybody who works on that show has other shows throughout the week that they work on, and they only shoot Saturdays, and they do like eight episodes per Saturday, and they do that for like 2 months or whatever it is, and the money was ridiculous. So literally, all I would have to do is fly to Los Angeles on Friday, work Saturday, fly home Sunday for like 2 months, and then that's your show. That's
amazing.
It. And the money was at like outstanding money.
Yeah.
Right? Because that show makes billions.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
I would have hosted, Yeah, I would have hosted like food shows. I always wanted to go on tour as like a guest host with Noah Kapp when he did Carnival Eats.
Yeah.
Because I love that show. Yeah. So I would just go and like tour all the different carnivals across the US with him. I would do that. Obviously, anything that had to do with or has to do with wrestling. It doesn't have to be like the main show. Like when the WWE Network existed, they used to always put together
shows that were cool, right?
Like the top 10, you know, greatest tag teams of all time.
Yeah.
Or here are the top 10, you know, matches by The Rock, for example. I would have loved to have hosted any of those shows.
Yeah. When Big Brother Canada launched, Arissa Cox, who's a great friend of mine, I love Arissa a lot. But it was an interesting thing because when that show launched, I was brought in to audition for it because they had asked me if I would be interested in hosting it. And I don't know what happened at the end of that show or that. I don't know what happened at the end of that sort of process. But I was called and told I had the job.
Oh, shoot.
Right? Like I celebrate, like Catherine and I had dinner. Right? Like I was called and told that I had the job.
I'm finding out about this now.
And then it was a day later that somebody else called me back and told me that I did not and they were going in a different direction. Right. Yeah. And then Arissa got it and she was a legend doing that show and I love her and she's great. But that was like a crazy one for me because it was like I had never wanted to do another sort of show, right? Mm-hmm. So they told me that it was mine. It was a really, really wild thing, man.
Do you have to tell the barbecue story?
Which barbecue story? Start, and then I'll tell you if you're not.
So both Roz and I separately were asked to host this cooking show, this competition show.
Right.
Barbecue.
Right.
I think it went through. But they didn't tell me that they had also asked you, and I don't think they told you that they had also asked me.
I don't even remember this.
And then I did like an audition for it and everything.
Oh, did you? I did not.
I did the audition, and then they were like, I guess maybe I got the gig. Mm-hmm. But I had to say no because of the filming location, because I told them I wasn't going to miss this show.
Right.
The filming location was far, and the start time would have been like almost the time that we were wrapping up the show on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't miss the radio show, guys. Like, I would love to do this, but like, and I know this is a ridiculous thing to ask, but you got to push the start time like by at least 2 hours.
Is that show still on the air?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I didn't go that far. They probably told me what the money was and I would have said no.
Oh, okay.
Because I know like in order to do that, to travel like that, like, They don't pay that kind of money.
Yeah.
They don't pay that kind of money. But yeah, that's interesting. Has anybody here been offered to host anything that you want to talk about at all?
That you can?
Not host, but maybe like be in?
Didn't they ask you for years to be on Big Brother?
Should I say it? Whatever.
Yeah, it's not on the air anymore.
That's true. I was like, twice asked to be on it. Not just really be on the show.
Yeah.
Like not really have to go through
too much of the...
To be like, a contestant. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You were no audition. Just like say yes and you're in the house, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Second time around that was definitely like that, but yeah.
Yeah. They were really all over.
And that's when you were working on this show. So which means you would have to take time off of this show to be on the show.
Yeah. The commitment I think is like up to 3 months, I think it was.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yo, could you imagine though, if Shem was on that show, the amount of footage we would have
access to?
We would have
especially you were a single man at the time
right? Yeah, thank God.
We would have that like streaming in here 24 hours a day.
What was that thing called that you used to do, Maury? What was it, the streaming thing? Was it Big Brother After Dark? Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was? The streaming? Mm-hmm. Damn. That would have been good.
Yeah, Sean would have been like friggin' Montoya.
Oh my God!
Oh my gosh.
What
is it? Not Love is Blind.
Temptation Island edition.
No, you would have had to bring
Montoya!
You would have had to bring the CPAP machine though with you, right?
At the
time, I don't think I had CPAP.
Well, you probably did. You just didn't know it.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Maury, have you been offered anything on any sort of reality shows?
No. I was on one, a gay dating show back in the day.
What was that called?
Uh, God, I can't remember what it was called.
Wasn't it Five Gays, One Straight?
No, I was on that. I was on Five Gay.
That was like a talk show, I think. What was the one gay girl, dating five show? Gay.
I can't remember what it was called. It was Out TV. And I remember, like,
Wasn't it? Sorry, Maria.
That would have been great.
Yo, Maria looks so shocked right now.
It's kind of like the dating game.
Maria's like, you know what? I'd watch that show.
Yeah.
My girls and I.
Yeah, we probably put it on.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Welcome back to.
Unfortunately, leave the show on day one. Maury Sherman,
our first contestant. Damn it, Maury! Damn it, Maury! What do you know? you know, we've been watching a lot of at home. What? Is the Naked Attraction show from the UK?
Okay,
have you seen this show?
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah,
Catherine and I will just like put an episode on.
So
it's a person, right? Single.
Mm-hmm.
So picture somebody single, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just say Maria.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they bring up Maria. Hey, Maria, come on out. What do you like in a guy? Well, I like this. I like this. I like this. And then there's six like plexiglass colored sort of like rectangles in front of you. Right.
Okay.
And inside is a person who's naked. And then the first thing they do, right? So the first thing they do is the walls go up on them, right? And so the first thing they do is they start just with wiener.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so if Maria's the contestant, you're sitting there and it's six wieners, right?
Yeah.
And on this show, the host is like, anyone you want to get a closer look at? And literally they walk right up and they're like right up, like so close. And they're like, well, you know what I don't like about this? He seems to have like a mole and a little too much pubic hair. I'm not a big fan of that.
And then they go to the
next guy and she's like uncircumcised. Not a huge fan of that, but nice shape. I wonder if he's a grower or a shower. And then they like go to the next guy and then that's round one, and then she eliminates somebody just based on their wiener.
Oh my god, imagine being that guy.
Yeah, she eliminates somebody.
You know what?
I've done that.
That would be you could never recover from that.
Bro, okay. And then
at all.
And then it goes up and they show chest. So you get to see if they have any tattoos. You get to see if they have like pecs or abs or anything like this. And then the final one is they reveal the face.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to, by this point, you're down to the last two guys. And then you get to hear them speak for the first time. And sometimes like the high voice or whatever.
What, you want to apply, Maria? What you
said? No.
It's a turn off.
But could you imagine you go all that way and the guy sounds like the guy from, is it Just Go With It?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Imagine being the guy, like, let's say you make it to the end, right? But she still had something to say about your junk during that round one.
No, you can't recover.
You can't recover from that.
No.
Can't recover.
No. Here, hold on here. Here, let me play you this.
What's this show on?
You can just find it.
It's like on Stack TV, probably, or Prime.
Let me play this.
I might watch this.
Here, I got to get through this stupid ad. It's not on YouTube, by the way. Don't come at me.
Where is it? Tubi?
Tubi. Is it Tubi?
Naked Attraction?
I get no ads on Tubi, guys.
It might be Tubi. You get no ads on Tubi.
Nah, bro.
No, hold on here.
Apple TV.
Let me find this. I don't know where Catherine found it.
It's on Apple TV.
Yeah. Okay, this is still the ad.
It's like the intro for the show?
Guess what this is an ad for? No, this is still the ad. What would you say based on?
A car.
Energy drink.
Maury?
Pants.
Shem?
A drink, like a drink.
Okay,
like
what kind of drink? Alcohol or non-alcohol?
Milk.
Oh, wait. You're onto something here. Like guys mountain climbing and stuff like this? Trent University.
Oh.
So, listen to this.
Trent.
Oh, this is one woman who's singing to it.
Singing to the guy's thing?
Yes. Stop this. Here, hold on.
Same.
Any surprises in the past, Rara?
Well, Blue, he is working with a weapon right there, isn't he?
Wow.
I mean, look at that.
Do you see it or is it blurred?
And I mean, he's got quite little legs as well. I mean, that is literally a third leg.
In all my years.
Whoa. That is quite impressive.
Is that real?
Haven't had a pump on it or anything. What is it like when it's hot,
I don't even ask. Is it a grower, Blue?
Oh my God. Thumbs up, he just did. I think that's too big.
Sorry, you said thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You look like you're about to faint, Brian.
New guy.
Sorry, I need a moment. Anna, can I have a little moment?
Of course you can.
Apologies, yeah.
Of course you
I
can.
Need to think, yeah.
Go and have 5 minutes, okay. Love.
So this is a guy who's now looking at women. And sometimes the contestant is bi, and it's like half women, half men that they reveal. Wait.
Orange? Why orange?
When he gave me the serious face, I just felt like I was being told off. So, Nemeo, you are saying goodbye to Leon.
So, to answer your question, Maury, yes, it's full. There's no blurring.
Oh, then I'll watch.
There's no blurring on the show at all. And then when they go,
wait,
like...
Wait, they show it on the TV too?
Yes, they show it. And like, so there's guys, wow. Like there's like, they have a lesbian on there. And these lesbians get so close up in these other women's legs. Like they're like, oh, she has an innie, she has an outie. Oh like they are God. Really,
Maria, you
really,
can't watch this at home when your dad's at home.
You think really? I'd watch this in front of my parents?
Oh my God. It's hysterical though. Like it's funny as hell.
I don't think I could sit comfortably. Comfortably so, in the living room while yeah, someone's no. junk is on TV and someone's calling
oh my God.
You the third leg.
Maria, can you watch an episode and record audio yes. of you watching with your dad?
Please.
Or with both your parents?
Wait. Maria.
I can't do this. Yes.
Can you go and record your reaction and your parents' reaction to watching one episode of Naked Attraction? Shem, will you record your reaction if you watched it with your parents?
Oh my God.
Maury, is there a way to watch this with Frank?
At some point, yeah.
Well, I can't do this, guys.
Oh my God.
I can't watch guys' wieners on my TV with my dad sitting there beside
what
me.
What if it's the other way, though? What if it's a cast of women who are naked?
My mom also in the room. I don't think I could do it.
No? Mm-mm. You couldn't do it?
No, and then my dad's looking at me, and I'm looking at my dad. Yeah. I can't, no.
No. Oh. You don't want to hear your mom comment on whether somebody's big or not?
No. Oh, my God.
You in front of your pops, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think I might cry.
Your parents would cancel every single subscription that they have to any streaming service.
I don't think I could look at them in
anyway,
the face again.
If there's nothing on, right, yeah. Catherine and I will just be like, okay, we'll put an episode of Naked Attraction on. Because it's just fun. It's so much fun.
All right, let's head back to the phones. Yo, Gwen, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
Thank you for holding. I know you've been on hold for quite a while. Appreciate you waiting. How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show for?
Probably about 6 or 7 years.
Nice. How'd you discover us?
Just randomly driving in the car looking through the station. Oh. And then we've now gone back the last 4 years. We started from the beginning of the podcast, me and my husband.
Oh, wow. Gotcha. That's incredible. Well, thank you for sticking with us. What's your question for everybody?
My question is, what would you not want your kids to do when they grow up for a profession or a career?
Be a contestant on Naked Attraction.
What's your answer, Gwen? I don't know if you have kids or not, but...
I do. Okay. I have a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this over the weekend. I think I would not want her to go into politics.
Oh, good one. Sure. Yeah.
Why is that, though?
I think, I don't know, it would be stressful for me to watch.
Like really to go, when you say go into politics, you don't mean politics as a career. You mean like run for something.
Yes. Okay. Like run for an MLA, an MP,
right.
The premier, that. Because it's a very public figure and you would have to see it on the sidelines. And I think as a mom, that would be way too hard because I would get in the weeds of reading everything online and just want to,
And then the comments and opinions that people have about your
kid.
Yes. Sure.
That would be way too hard to see as a mom for sure.
Yeah. Roz, what's your answer?
I mean, I don't have... I'm blessed with a, smart kid who is driven and is 15 right now and sort of knows a direction of not what she wants to do, but I think she knows how she wants to feel, right? Mm-hmm. Which is all I could ever ask for. But we had a conversation not that long ago where it's difficult to talk to somebody about money and the sort of importance of making money. But the conversation we were having, because we were talking about economics and the difference between macro and microeconomics, and she was teaching me all this stuff. I don't know. So it's tough to have the conversation, but the frank conversations that you have to have are, you want them to be a free spirit and you want them to still be artistic and you want them to be creative and you want them to be all of this stuff, but they have to earn a living. right?
Yeah.
You got to make money. And I don't want to have to be the one to tell you that, because I don't want to have to be the one that says, you know, money is everything, right? Or that, you know, money fixes problems, because money is, doesn't make you happy, but money sort of, you know, staves off all the things that make you unhappy, mm-hmm. right? Not having to worry about where your rent is going to come from, you know, is a good feeling. Mm-hmm. Worrying about where your rent is going to come from is a devastating feeling, especially when it's every month. And then you say rent and food and childcare and everything else. It's mm-hmm. a horrible, it's a terrible place to be, right? And it's really difficult for anybody who's ever gone through that situation. So to have the conversations about money, it's like, I just want you to look at what your investment is in yourself and then look at the return on that investment, right? So if you're going to spend all this time in school and you're going to spend all of your time learning and you're going to feed your brain, you're going to do all this stuff, that is a massive investment that you're making on yourself. Now, what is your expectation for the return on that investment? It's not about me and what I do. It's about what you do and what you're expecting as the return on your investment into yourself. And so sort of look at things that way, right?
That's a great, great way to look at things.
Mm-hmm. And so those are the conversations that we're having now. So, yeah, you know,
that's amazing, dude.
So I'm not like worried that she's going to, you know, kind of go and take some sort of direction that, you know, at the end of, you know, 4 years of school, there's no jobs available because they just don't exist.
Yeah.
Unless you want to stay in the university system forever and become a professor, mm-hmm. right? Like, and if that's the case, then, you know, fine, fill your boots. I wouldn't be the happiest about it, but whatever, you know, go and do your thing. But those are really difficult conversations to have. I think that when you're, you know, when you got a young kid at home, you know, you just don't want them to, you know, be a stripper or, you know.
Like
an OnlyFans model, right? Sure. Like that's, that's what you fight against. Like, especially with a daughter, it's like, you know, you look at like when you're a dad giving advice or a mom giving advice, like you're giving advice, you know, against OnlyFans.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And being an influencer. And when you look at what you can do with nothing on OnlyFans, because you only see the success. It's like looking at the music industry. Mm-hmm. You only see Kendrick Lamar and, you know, Post Malone. Mm-hmm. You don't see the bajillion of people who can't afford to do anything in life, right? Yeah. But when you look
success stories.
But when you look at something like OnlyFans and how much, you know, those women are making, where it's like in the hundreds of millions.
Yeah. Per month.
Per month. Yes. Like that's sort of what you're up against, right?
See, my kid's eight or will be eight soon. And I don't know, as much as I enjoy watching, I don't know if I'd want him to become like a professional mixed martial artist.
No.
Right? Like to get into that world of MMA where you're competing real life. Because I know guys who do that and they're good. They're not the best, but they are good and they don't make a lot of money. Like you have to really, really work your way up before you get to the level where you are making money
to survive if you get to that level
without any injuries or anything like that. Right.
Yeah.
I think that at least from the top of my mind.
Yeah.
Would be anything in that.
Yeah. Did anybody's parents tell them that they didn't want you to do anything with your life, with your career? No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Getting into radio, for sure.
Yeah.
Because my parents, they didn't understand the industry. They didn't understand what it meant to be on the radio. They didn't understand a lot of the work that went behind what we do.
Yeah. It wasn't a real job, right?
Yeah, like my dad, growing up, he either wanted me to become an accountant like him or do something with computers.
Right.
He's like, that's guaranteed work right there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He didn't understand.
We were pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like my sisters and I all picked, like, I guess the most like, out of the box, if you were to say career.
Yeah.
But my sisters are, one's becoming a lawyer, one's a teacher.
Yeah. Right.
So.
And Maury, your dad, did he have any say in
my
what
dad
you...
was the best. Like, he loved radio as well. So, like, if I wanted to go hang out at a radio station overnight, he would drop me off.
Really, yeah? Mm-hmm. And how old were you at that point?
I was 17, and I got to hang out with the late Punch Andrews overnight.
There you go. Shem, did your parents have any concerns? Did they want you to become anything?
Because... remind us again, when you went to university for law, didn't you?
Yeah, so my background is in law. I wanted to be a soap opera actor.
There you go. And there I've it before. Is right there. Look at that.
Yeah. What'd they say?
We were all robbed.
I know, we really were. You know what I mean? We were robbed.
They were not thrilled by it. They just didn't think that, you know, I could actually do it and get a job out of it.
Yeah.
So they were thrilled when I got into law.
Could you imagine if our Shem is the one that became what Shamar Moore is now? Bro, Shamar Moore stole your life, dog.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been great.
Oh. So disappointed.
I know. We got robbed.
Hey, but I'm here, guys.
I know.
No.
Like, I remember when Shem, I don't know if you know this, Gwen, but there was a couple of times when Shem was doing, like, TV stuff for us on on City.
Oh, no.
On City. And you know whenever they put the name of the person on the screen? A couple of times they put Shamar Moore.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. So bad.
I'm telling you, that guy stole your life.
So bad. You know, but this is why I always say sometimes racist stuff is funny.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh, man.
And everybody goes, oh yeah, like when?
like the more than once that City put Shem's name, Shamar Moore, on screen? Yo, guarantee that person who did that no more for us no more.
I gotta find it.
Anyway, Gwen, appreciate you, love you. Thank you for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Hands down, always has been Roz.
Boom.
Hey, thank you, girl. Love you, Gwen. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, okay?
Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, man. Yo, what a crazy podcast episode today. This has been great. Thank you for listening. This has been episode 1119 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.